Hello world, my name is James Daly. I'm a senior escalation engineer on the Windows Store App Developer Solutions team. Today I'm going to talk with you about getting started debugging your Windows 8 DirectX and XAML mixed mode app. I'm going to talk about one of the first problems developers run into when they start trying to debug their DirectX app using the template that ships with Visual Studio. Unfortunately, unlike Windows 8 and Windows 8.1, we don't yet support mixed mode debugging on Windows Phone 8. Because of this, you're not going to be able to debug the C++ or DirectX portion of your Visual Studio standard template right off the bat. Let me show you what I mean. Here we are in Visual Studio Ultimate 2013. Let's create a Windows Phone app using DirectX and C# XAML. We'll use the standard Visual Studio template. We can do this by clicking on New Project, Visual C#, scrolling down to Windows Phone, and then finally selecting Windows Phone, XAML, and Direct3D app. We'll leave the default name and click OK. Visual Studio has generated our template app. Let's set a breakpoint and do some debugging. We'll open up cuberender.cpp by double-clicking on it. Now we want to find our update function, and we'll do that by searching for it, typing Control F. Now we'll just type update. There's our update function. Let's go ahead and set a breakpoint. Now we have our breakpoint set, let's go ahead and run this in the emulator. Well, the app is up and running and we can see that the cube is spinning, so we know the app is doing something, but why didn't we hit our breakpoint? Well, like we said earlier, mixed mode debugging is not enabled in Windows Phone 8, and by default, our project is set up to debug our C# and XAML code. In order to debug our C++ code, we need to change from managed debugging to unmanaged or native debugging. Let's do that now. We'll start by right-clicking on our C# XAML project and selecting Properties. This brings up our Properties page. Next, let's click on the Debug tab. If we scroll down here a little ways, we can see that the debugger type is set to UI Task, and that the UI Task is set to Managed Only. If we change this to native only, now we should be able to hit the breakpoint in our cuberender.cpp file. Let's give it a try. Let's close our properties page and run this in the emulator. And there we go. We're now able to hit our breakpoint on our C++ code as expected. Again, remember that you need to change the default debugging type to native only in order to hit breakpoints in your native C++ code. That's it for this video blog. Join me next time as we talk about automatically converting your mesh and image assets to binary formats that can easily be loaded into your Windows Phone 8 DirectX app. Until then, we'll be seeing you.